You talk please about your quarterbacks, you play about all night.
I think they both played decent. You know, I know that, Weed had the one pick six, but I thought he made some nice throws too. I thought they both led us on some nice drives. There was no particular plan as to how to use them. I just told them both to be ready during the game, be ready at a moment's notice, whether it was within a series or from series to series. There was no particular plan, but I thought they both did a decent job.
When did you decide to play them the other way?
As the game went along.
And when Sanders ran for the first down and came down the shoulder, and we made a tackle, what did you feel?
Not good.
Did you say anything to him?
Yes.
Can it be repeated?
No.
So your biggest son, Akeem Hunt, and kind of Akeem Hicks.
Akeem Hunt, yeah. I thought, Akeem's a very competitive guy. He loves to play. He's got really good speed, good vision, good receiver out of the backfield. So I thought he had a decent night tonight.
Along those same lines, Keith Mumphrey had a couple nice routes. And
he did. Yeah. Keith has improved every single day and every single week in training camp, and that's been good to see. He does a lot of different things for us. He's involved on special teams, and then it was nice to see him come up with some big catches tonight. The one touchdown where Weed threw a really nice ball there, and he did a nice job of running and finishing it. So it was a good night for him.
A lot of guys, a couple of different guys, those guys included. It's more than just tonight. It's what they've been doing to make your decision. Have they been doing things into this game?
Yeah, I think it's all. Yeah, I think you're right about that. I mean, you look at the whole picture. You don't just look at one game. I thought there were guys that really probably helped themselves tonight, though. There's no doubt about that. But you definitely have to go back and look at the whole picture. That's a big part of the decision-making process.
Did some of the performances tonight by guys on the level make your decisions tougher?
Oh, no question. No, we have tough decisions. We get off that plane, and we get back into Houston around 1, and we go, we're going back to work, and we got to figure out this roster and pick, the best 53 at this point in time in the year. The month of September is a big month in the NFL, too, as far as roster moves are concerned. So it's not like it's, this is going to be the 53 for the next, however many months the season lasts. So, there's still decisions to be made down the road. But these ones that we make tonight will be tough.
Overall, Bill, how do you feel about your quarterback situation now compared to the way it used to be?
I feel good about it, John. I think we've got a good mixture of guys. And that has nothing to do with the guys that have played for us in the past, because those are great guys too, and they really worked hard and were productive for us too. But this room right here that we have with Brock and Tom and Brandon, it's a good room. There's good chemistry, and they're good players. And so they all have different types of experiences, and that helps. And I think George does a good job of them, and it's a fun group to coach.
Talked about creating that mindset, turnovers, a couple more tonight. It seems like every quarter, every game, that mentality is there. How nice is it that every position is feeling
it? It's big. I mean, now it has to carry over to the season. That's the thing. You really want it to carry over to the season, because when you can take the ball away the way we've done in the preseason, actually scoring touchdowns on defense, that's a big thing for your team. Our special teams have played better too. They've done a better job field position wise, creating takeaways, things like that. So we have to continue to do a good job of taking care of the ball on offense. And if we can continue to take the ball away, we've got a chance to win some games.
Legler kept it backed up again. I know we talked about this the other day, but talk about it again, considering what he did tonight.
He had a really nice one at the end. He had we stalled there. I thought about going for it, but it was a tight ball game. I didn't want to give him the ball right there. So we really counted on him to pin him twice there, and he did. He did a nice job. That last one was a beautiful punt, because it was a punt where we called one direction, and it looked like the punt team didn't get the communication, so that ball had to die on its own. He got the ball to do that. That's been a big thing for him, for our football team, for him to do those things is big.
Bill,